Hey there, this is Tony Gephardt with World Services for the Blind, and for today we're going to practice using forms on the internet. Today I'm using Google Chrome as my web browser, however this will work with Internet Explorer, Firefox, Microsoft Edge, what have you. Preferably Google Chrome for today, and I've pulled up a sample web form that we can fill out together through Freedom Scientific's program called Surfs Up. So I'm going to press an insert team. We're going to listen to where we are on our Google Chrome window.
Title is the Web Track Sample Call Tracking System Google Chrome.
Okay, perfect. So by default, I like to always get in the habit of pressing Control Home to make sure I'm on the top of this document, or web page rather. So we're going to do that now.
The Web Track Sample Call Tracking System.
Perfect. So I can use my arrow keys up and down to travel between all the elements that are on the page, which would be links, headings, edit boxes, but it'll only move in succession to what is visible on the screen. So for right now, I want to press the letter E because most forms will start with an edit box. Not all, but a decent amount of them do. So for this one, we're going to press the letter E for an edit box.
First name, this is a required field, edit.
Okay, so commonly on forms that you're going to be filling out online for shipping addresses or orders through Amazon or another shopping platform, they're going to ask for your name, your numbers, your emails, addresses, blah, 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 you name it. So, forms. We have to press our spacebar to get into forms mode. If your JAWS is set to automatically go into forms mode, you'll hear a pop or a noise or some kind of sound effect that's set by default. So we're going to press spacebar and get in here.
Space, first name, this is a required field, edit as pop-up.
Now it says edit, which means I can type in here. So we're going to write Tony. I'm going to press escape to get out.
Tony, escape, virtual PC cursor.
And now if I want to just clarify once more, because I always like to double check everything that I've got going on with my JAWS cursor, because JAWS can be a crazy man and go all over the place sometimes and say things that we don't want him to say. So we're going to do an insert up arrow to read what we're currently sitting on right now.
Edit as pop-up menu, Tony.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to press my down arrow.
Middle. Edit.
Okay, I pressed it twice, then it brought me to another edit field where, and above it.
Middle.
Press my up arrow, it says middle.
Edit.
So right here we can put a middle initial. But it's not required because it doesn't have a star next to it and it doesn't tell me that it's required. So we're just going to bypass that one and keep pressing our down arrow.
Last star.
Okay, it says last, and then you notice there's a star there, which means it's going to be required in order for this form to be submitted.
Edit.
So I'm going to press my down arrow once more, hit my space bar.
Space, last name, this is a required field, edit as pop-up.
And I'm going to type in my last name, Gephardt. I'm going to press insert up arrow.
Gephardt, last name, this is a required.
Okay, perfect. JAWS always pronounces my last name for me. We're going to hit escape to get out of forms mode.
Escape, virtual PC cursor.
Okay, and we're going to press our down arrow.
Area code, edit.
Okay, it's asking for a phone number here, so I pressed down arrow twice. First time it said area code, now we're on the edit field. I'm gonna press space to go in.
Space, area code, edit as pop-up.
We're just gonna type 000.
000, prefix, edit as pop-up.
Now it's automatically moving me to the next part of the phone number. Sometimes it will do that, sometimes it won't, but if it does, don't fret, your computer is not alive and trying to conquer world domination. So the prefix, so we're going to do 123.
123, number edit as pop-up.
Okay, now it's asking for my last four here. It already moved me, so we've got the first six numbers, including the area code and prefix. Now let's do the last four. 5555.
5555, menu, mrjt1020@gmail.com.
Okay, so I'm going to hit escape.
Escape.
Let's get out of forms mode, and now let's press our down arrow to see what else is going on.
Mailing address button. Billing address button.
Okay, these are options to enter a mailing address or billing address. We're going to bypass that for now.
Star required fields. Group start account information. Order number. Edit 357.
Okay, so some of this is already filled in just as an example of what you might see on a page if you're going through an online bank or having to enter payment information, what have you. So we're just going to keep pressing down arrow to navigate.
Account number. Edit 2468. Group end. Blank. Group start ordered products.
All right, so we're going to move on to our next little element that we can interact with.
JAWS register checkbox not checked. Fusion checkbox not checked. Zoom text checkbox not checked.
Okay, I pressed my down arrow a few times there to go through those options. Now we're going to go back up to the top of this list by pressing our up arrow.
Fusion checkbox not checked. JAWS register checkbox not checked. Group start ordered products.
Okay, it says group start ordered products. So these are checkboxes. The great thing about checkboxes is you can check more than one. If necessary, depending on what the context of this form is, It's asking me products ordered. Which ones did you order? Which ones would you like to order? And we can press our spacebar to check or uncheck a checkbox on a web page. So I'm going to press my down arrow to get back down to JAWS.
JAWS register checkbox not checked.
Okay, I want JAWS.
Space, the web track sample call tracking system Google Chrome. JAWS register checkbox checked.
Okay, it says checked. I can uncheck it by pressing spacebar.
Space, not checked.
And just like that, JAWS will let you know that it is unchecked. And if you want to verify again, you can do insert up arrow.
JAWS register checkbox not checked.
Perfect. So we're going to push that spacebar again to check it.
Space, checked.
Excellent. So now we're going to press our down.
Fusion checkbox not checked.
Once more.
Zoom text checkbox not checked.
So we've got two more choices here. We've got Fusion and Zoom text. So I'm going to press spacebar on Zoom text, and I'm going to clarify that I'm on that Zoom text because sometimes I might forget, depending on how big these lists are and just how much information is on our screen. So it's always good to get into that mental muscle memory with verifying with your JAWS cursor.
Zoom text checkbox not checked.
Insert up arrow. It's clarifying that I am on Zoom text. I like it. I'm going to hit my spacebar.
Space. Zoom text checkbox checked.
Perfect. So now let's keep going through this form. So I'm going to press my down arrow a couple of times and see what we got going on.
Group end. Blank. Group start product that's in warranty. Yes radio button checked. 1-0 radio button not checked. Group end.
All right, so here we go. We've moved on to another new element on our page with forms, okay? These are radio buttons. Now, there's a big difference between radio buttons and checkboxes. You can only select one item with radio buttons, whereas with checkboxes, you can select more than one. So this is a yes or no. So I want to go up and say yes. First, let's go back up to the top of that little group.
No radio button not checked. Yes, radio button checked. Group start product that's in warranty.
Okay, perfect. So it's asking me, is this product in warranty? I'm going to go down and sit and hit yes.
Yes, radio button checked. 1-2.
Okay, it's already set by default for me. Perfect. But let's practice checking no and then going back to yes.
No radio button not checked. 2-2. Space product that's in warranty group. No radio button checked. 2-2.
Perfect. It let me know that it was checked. I'm going to do an insert up arrow.
Radio button checked. No. 2-2.
Perfect. Okay, but I want to go back up and say yes, so I'm going to press my up arrow and hit the spacebar.
Yes, radio button not checked. 1-2. Space. Yes, radio button checked. 1-2. Yes,
excellent.
Radio button checked.
Very good. Okay, so now we're going to keep going down and kind of explore some of the last few items that are on our page, and we'll kind of bring this to a close in just a moment.
No group end. Blank. Group start current call. Action taken. Combo box hardware issue.
Okay, so the last item that I'd like to focus on for today is our combo boxes. So these are pretty cool. To interact with them, we press our space bar. So let's dive in and explore and try and figure this out.
Space, current call group list with 5 items, hardware issue.
Okay, so JAWS told us how many items are going to be in this list. Now, tip, we use our up and our down arrow to select which one we want. So right now it's selected on hardware issue. I'm thinking this is more of a software issue personally, so I'm going to down arrow and see what I can find in this list and see if we can get this guy all configured.
Software issue.
Okay, right away it says software issue, but let's take a look and see what else is in this little list.
Product refund. Replace product.
Okay, I can't press my down arrow anymore, so it's already letting me know that, hey, you've reached the bottom of the list, homie. So we're going to go back up, and I want to find software issue, and I'm going to select that one.
Product refund. Software issue.
Perfect. So now the I don't have to hit enter. All I have to do is hit escape.
Escape, virtual PC cursor, action taken, combo box, software issue.
So it already clarifies for me right there that it's already selected on software issue. So again, we press our space bar.
Space, expanded, list with 5 items, software issue.
Now the good thing is JAWS is going to be talking to you and letting you know what's going on here. It said that list was expanded and that there are 5 items in here. And it says right away, software issue. I can use my up arrow.
Hardware issue. Sale.
Or my down arrow.
Hardware issue. Software issue. Product refund.
To select which type of issue I'm having. If I'm sending an email to a customer service representative or in filling out a contact us form on a certain website for a company that I need to, you know, settle a dispute with, or maybe send a comment of recommendation for a representative, what have you. So let's up arrow back to software.
Software issue.
Hit escape.
Escape.
I'm going to clarify really quick and press insert up arrow to make sure my selection is what it is that I want it to be.
Action taken combo box software issue.
Okay, that's it. So thanks guys. This is just an introduction to working with forms on Google Chrome with JAWS. Hope it helps and best of luck to you.